The JL Show is a production of BuzzHub, shortlisted for Best Arts and Culture Website at the 2015 Irish Blog Awards. Visit buzzhubnews.com today for the latest and best in film and TV coverage.
Testing, 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
I think we should pause for the Angelus. You see the dog walking across the tightrope.
The black. The JL Show.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of
the JL Show.
Robin, happy October, Owen Dovey. How are you looking forward to October 2015?
Not really, but this is my last episode of the JL Show.
Wow. That's so funny. It's October 1st. It is the second October 1st in a row that we recorded an episode. What? 1 year ago today, we did a show here at this, well, not this table. Pablo! Happy October.
It's October today!
It's October today!
Yay!
October is event.
So how are things in Mexico at the moment?
Are you doing a podcast?
Just like 5 minutes.
Viva Mexico!
Just like,
me encanta. Hola, abuelita! Oye, a mis compadres allá en Mexico. Let's get
here we speak American. Shut up, Scott. Get back on the other side of the wall.
We'll be right back after this track.
No.
I think we should change going to a radio station.
Well, we should, but this isn't the way to do it.
This is a great way of doing it. Let me just find a song.
No.
Where are you?
No, we add in tracks and post by...
Is there a station called Radio Mexico?
Yes.
Are you sure? I'm sure there is.
Is it a Mexican station or is it an American station pretending to be Mexican?
No, it's definitely
we'll be right back after this track.
Do you still have Apple Music?
No, I never used Apple Music.
Apple Music died yesterday. Everyone wants to listen to my Snow. I don't know, he's like some sort of fucking rapper.
I'm gonna rock. I don't listen to rock.
I don't want Mike Snow. He's got a stupid name. He doesn't sound correct. This is gonna give everyone a headache.
Is this of your new season? Or?
We've been doing a season for weeks.
I haven't really been on it.
Yeah, you have. You've been on every episode. You're such a liar.
You said you were gonna end, like,
in May.
This is actually the last episode I'm on, so.
This is the last ever first day of October episode we're gonna record.
That's also my last episode.
No, it's not.
It is. It's my last episode. Okay, I'm not gonna talk in the other ones.
Well, have fun with that. See how long that lasts. Anyway, this is the last time we're ever going to record an episode on the first day.
So, if you want to say goodbye to me, tweet at JL Show or at Beware.
JL Show tweets.
No, JL Show.
That's not
the Twitter account.
I own
that Twitter account.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
I do.
No.
Or at Beware Horror Ghost.
No, Beware Movie.
No, Beware Horror Ghost. I own that. These are your accounts. I'm saying my account. So, now I'll start again. Tweet me at JL Show or tweet me at Beware the Horror Ghost. Or you can tweet me on Twitter channel Twitter, whatever it is, at Reverse Economics. Also, I have another Twitter account called Lucien is Stupid.
No, you don't. I have that one. So, we said a year ago today that the water charges bills were going to arrive today. That was, like, total bullshit. They arrived months ago in March, so... I lied.
I think that was what was going to happen.
I think they just changed it in
the government lied to us.
Just like in Mexico, quiero decir a mis amigos que...
When is Día de Muertos?
Huh?
When's Día de Muertos?
Spanish is really interesting to listen to.
Oh, it's great. When is Día de Muertos?
First of November and second of November.
Oh, so it's a month from now.
Yeah. And one of them is for the little children that are dead. One of them is for the older people.
That's nice. And it's Cinco de Mayo in May. Because it has Mayo in the name.
Yeah, but it's not a Mexican celebration.
Oh, right. It's Brazilian.
It's actually from Venezuela.
What? Mind equals blow.
Not really.
Cinco de Mayo is an
event.
Because it's fucking expensive.
What?
That is a joke.
So what do you guys want to do for my last episode?
No, it's not your last episode.
I'm actually not messing. This is my last episode.
It's totally going to be on in like 2 days.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'll be there in the room, but I won't be talking.
That would be so great. Imagine a room.
This. I mean, like, you lose all your listeners, all two of them.
Sing us a song, Mr. Piano Man.
All two of our listeners.
Song tonight.
Yeah, song.
A song. Woo! Yeah, woo! Sing us a song.
Hey, Johnny.
Sing us a song. Fields of McEnroe.
Yes, I don't know that song.
Johnny, what do you want to do for my last episode? This is my last episode.
What?
No, it's actually my last episode.
What?
No, it's actually my last episode.
Last episode.
I'm not
going to
record any more episodes.
Yeah, he is. Okay. It's
going to
last like...
What do you want to do?
I
want to
sit here and talk.
Okay. Instead of doing something special, Johnny and I are going to have a discussion about...
Abortion.
Mexico.
No. Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. Right, so Mexico...
What's strange is that
Mexico and Mexico are often confused as the same country, yet they are two very different countries.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So where are these two countries located relative to each other?
Well, now this is where it gets very complicated. Mexico is located in the southeastern peninsula of Uganda.
That's very interesting.
Okay. I didn't know. Why Mexico know that. Is basically the conventional place where everyone thinks it is.
Wow. All right. Is that all you guys are?
So, Pablo, are you from Mexico or are you from Mexico?
Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So you're from Uganda.
No, I'm not from Uganda.
No, the southeastern peninsula of Uganda.
It's still Uganda. Yeah. Peninsula does not make it a separate state. An island would make it possibly a separate state.
Jesus. Pablo, I'm sorry you're not hitting them here, because they fought a brutal and bloody civil war.
I remember.
Jesus.
You know, the Mayo man?
No, I forgot that one.
They fought a civil war. Millions died. And they fought before they got their own land
even
in Uganda.
Billions.
Or Uruguay, whatever country I said.
Yeah.
Huh. You learn something new every day. Even if I am going to...
So, how does it feel to be associated with Mexico sometimes?
It's not very nice because... we have our own...
You have different culture.
This is gang war.
Every place on earth...
Go ahead, the whole thing.
Thank you, Stalin. Thank you because I am so well and joyful. No matter how old I become, I shall never forget how we met, Stalin, 2 days ago.
Keep reading.
Generations to come will regard us as the happiest of people because we lived in the same century as Stalin, because we were privileged to see Stalin, our inspired leader.
Keep reading. Would you read the whole thing?
Keep going.
This is a lie.
Keep reading.
The men of all ages will carry your name, which is strong, beautiful, wise, and marvelous. Your name is engraved on every factory, every machine, every place on earth, and in the hearts of all men. Every time I have found myself in his presence, I have been overcome by his strength, his charm, his greatness. I have experienced a great desire to sing out, to shout with joy and happiness. And when the woman I love presents me with a child, the first word it shall utter will be Stalin.
This was written by Lucien's great-great-great-grandfather when he was just 7 years old.
I don't think my great
communist?
No, my great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, no, he's not communist now, but
my great-great-great-grandfather would have died before Stalin was in power, so that doesn't make any sense.
Your great-great-grandfather
My great-grandfather would have been around in Stalin.
Oh, I get it. Your parents lied to you about your communist grandfather. Just have to say from the
but it would be my great-grandfather who was a communist. Not my great-great-grandfather would have been in, like, the 1800s.
Maybe he had, like, sex when he was, like, six.
Still wouldn't work. I'm really glad... That's not possible.
What?
You literally could not... You could not inseminate when you're six. That is biologically impossible.
Oh, we're going to talk about sex?
Speak for yourself.
So,
I like sex.
Why are my parents only 6 years older than me?
Okay. We lived in the same century as Stalin. Can you believe it?
Oh, Lucy.
No, we did.
Wait, Lucy, I have an important question. Are we going to, is this episode going to split up into two parts? Are we going to record this later?
Later or tomorrow.
Okay, well, unfortunately, this will be the last block I ever do.
Yeah.
Well. So even if we record it later today, I won't be on it, so...
Oh,
it's actually... I'm actually fucking emotional right now, because... I mean, it's been such a long journey.
He's faking it.
I mean, I had a dream, and it came true. And I just want to say that I'm very grateful. I'm done.
What's the drink?
I couldn't tell if you were serious or not.
Oh, yeah. It's a good recommendation.
Michael, what's YES? This part's not a trick.
Yes.
You don't address the fact that it's a fucking trick.
I know, I'm sorry, I ruined it. What's EYES?
Who are you saying to?
EYES.
Yeah.
What is it?
Are you in for a podcast?
What?
The podcast?
I mean.
Oh, we're doing one.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, right. Oh, cool.
Do you not know?
It's
EYES. He's not going to answer. Dara, what's YES? This guy's dyslexic, so there's no way he's going to get it. What's YES?
Oh,
yeah, what's YES?
I'm holding the thing.
Yes.
What's
EYES?
EYES.
Oh my god!
What?
It's eyes! How the fuck are people not getting this?
Alright.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
People all have some sort of mental.
Well, like, what I do.
Self-functioning.
No, but what you're doing is you're putting like.
No, yes. What we're doing is ask you to spell words.
Ask you to spell words.
Yeah.
Or to
tell us how words.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, but it is if you.
If you're a fucking idiot, yeah.
From your reaction, I thought it was right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You guys are so stupid.
Oh, Dolby. That's not a word!
Dolby was like, that's not a word.
Yeah, he said Zan though.
And our teacher like burst out laughing because he was being such a fool about it.
Territory of my ass.
That's funny.
That's not how you spell it.
Territory spelled well. It's spelled right if as long as that's an O and not an E. I'm gonna rip off the top of this.
I'm tempted to.
They spelled it wrong.
Did they?
Yeah, it's not.
Happy birthday to Johannes.
Is it Johannes' birthday? Yeah.
Happy birthday. He's not here. He's not here though.
Happy birthday. Oh no. Kiss drum roll.
He's there. Do you want to go wish him happy birthday?
No.
Right. You can go do it if you want.
I'll just beat him up later.
Dara, you can wish him a happy birthday. That's above my pay grade.
Pingus.
Okay, you have to be more subtle about that.
What?
About holding that. Because like, there's like rules about recording stuff.
So cool. What do you mean so cool?
So if you go like,
oh, okay, cool.
Hey, Mr. B, they're going to be like, what are you doing with that? Whereas if you're just
I'm
like,
I'm going to say, fuck off.
You
don't care about
the rules. If you look like you're just reading something off it, which is what I do with this, then they don't really give a crap. And the, picks up
I don't give a crap. All right? Not my phone.
Okay. They cut down a tree.
Where?
Outside, at the front.
Oh no, Kate has to be shame! Oh, what the hell? Look at half his jersey is like Galway. Oh,
I'm putting you on the news.
Do you like that segment?
I think it's funny, yeah.
I'm putting you on the news! I'm going straight to the news with this information!
Depends on who you do it to, though.
Have you seen Ed Bassmaster's videos on YouTube?
Nope.
He goes up to random people on the street and he's like, he's on a bike.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell because he's just.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm putting you on the news.
Alright.
I'm putting you on the news for drunken intoxication.
Okay.
I'm going right to the news. You're going on the news, buddy! And they're like, you're not putting me on the news. You're not putting me on the news. And they start chasing the bike. And it's in like Miami or something.
That's
so a lot of characters.
Oh, that's good.
And then he did like this gang of black people. Okay. And
Miami, I'd imagine so.
You mean them?
Yes.
Yes.
Although
he's open. No.
Yeah, and they didn't really
would you
react.
Really call those people?
Whoa! I just got you saying that. You're live on BBC.
You've got so much orange around your mouth.
Yeah, it's a new trend.
It looks like some sort of Paris whore from 1450.
I love summer in Paris, but.
It would have more like some sort of.
Oh, I love Paris last summer.
It would have more of like a.
That's what I mean. And then the black people didn't react to him saying. They were like, huh? And he goes, I'm putting you on the news. That's what's hot.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. I mean, did he blur out the faces?
What? No.
Well, that means he's breaking the law.
What is the law?
You can't fill people put on the internet without the permission.
Yes, you can. Everyone fucking does it.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to. I mean, you have to blur the faces out. There's laws about that. You have to get them to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Does anyone have 3G? We could watch it right now.
No. I need people to
my,
sign.
My dad ran out to me.
No, I've got my signal. You should, I need...
Oh, you do 3G. Watch it. Come on.
No, I've
come
got,
on.
I've got no signal.
It's my birthday.
I got no signal, though.
What is this Bernie thing?
Bernie Sanders. He's running for president. He's amazing. He's the coolest guy.
Is that the KFC guy?
Bernie Sanders
is a joke.
Is he like third or something?
Is it S-A-U-N-D-E?
Oh, no. He's catching up on Hillary for the Democratic nomination. He's beating her in New Hampshire and Iowa right now. So he's doing really, really well.
I've been to New Hampshire.
Have you? Where?
What is this fluctuating thing?
I've been in Manchester, yes.
Sound levels. Oh, really?
Manchester.
Have you been in Manchester, New Hampshire? Because that's where President Josiah Barclay is from.
It's on the floor.
Oh, goodness.
That's a nice place. There's a lot of cows and wheat.
Well, I drove through there on the way to wherever we were staying.
Oh, I'd love to go to Manchester, New Hampshire.
My ears. Why are you talking about this? End this. Stop this now.
Because American geography is great.
Yeah.
The best. I want it noted that I beat Killian at the Smiths on
Quiz Off. Oh, fuck off. Oh, fuck off.
And then I beat
you guessed all of them.
And then I beat this woman too.
Yeah, but like, come on. She doesn't know. She just knows songs. She's not a proper fan.
I beat you, then your woman.
Oh, you see over here? Oh, happy birthday, buddy, old pal. Mom!
I don't approve of this.
Mom! What is this shit?
You are witnessing a violent action here.
A violent action?
Yes, many violent actions.
Don't be violent, it's his birthday.
Judge me ugly, be
it. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday, I can cry if I want to.
I'm not gonna do Morrissey.
Come on, interview Morrissey.
Oh, I'm interviewing Morrissey, okay. So we're joined now by very special guest, Stephen Patrick Morrissey. Hey Morrissey, what's
just
up?
Just call me Morrissey.
Yeah, okay. So it's Friday. How do you like to enjoy your Fridays?
Well, I usually just read all the words
take
on Twitter.
Take a nice birthday photo. Yeah, Johannes, come back.
I usually
birthday come photo. Back.
Nice bye. Birthday photo.
Oh, God, I'm doing that.
God.
Yeah, I look weird there.
The chest.
Lovely.
Oh, wait, where's it going? Compressed.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And you're going to
fucking pretty bad furniture that makes me look really weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You turn up the skin and like make it all like. Oh, there's one of David Robb once, and I turned up his skin, and it was so all his pores.
Yeah, that's what you do.
My
Jesus
is one. Your Jesus one is as bad as David's, though. David's really. David's.
Come on.
Okay, right, so.
Hold it up high. That's why you're on the other side.
So, Morrissey. What? Wait, I want to find David's Jesus one, because his was really, really bad. Here we go. Look at the skin.
Oh,
look at the
Jesus.
Detail.
Look at the detail. Like an old man's.
Look at his eyes.
Dude, the one in me, the last one.
He looks like the herniated scrotum.
No, I don't, actually. No, I don't. I have the original version. I don't have the super over-edited version. No. Okay, so Morrissey, people say you're retiring. Is this true from the music performing stuff?
Why?
Because I'm sure your fans are interested in finding out.
I don't really see them as fans. They're more... Why? I'm trying to think
of... Your new book is out. List of the... What's the list of loss? People have said your book is garbage. How would you respond to those people if they said it to you in person?
Why?
This isn't really going anywhere.
Why?
I thought you were actually going to do a Morrissey interview.
When you guys were talking about Morrissey's
group chat... I can't mirror his sentences.
No.
When you guys were talking about Morrissey's autobiography in the group chat, I thought you were talking about Marty Morrissey.
Marty Morrissey's autobiography, the day it comes out, I will be the first person to buy it.
Why are you holding down there?
He is my hero, my god, my treasure.
You don't even like sports.
Marty Morrissey... is like, well, I still watch him. Like
he's an Aldi brand. Okay. Yeah, he's an Aldi brand George.
My parents watch all the time. When I'm in the room.
You love me now!
When I'm in the room, and Marty Morrissey is the one thing that makes it watchable. He's wonderful.
Did you see when God closes the door, he opens a window.
Did you see last week George Hook was, or Morrissey was doing the National Climbing Championships, and he went on a roller coaster?
It's Shakespearean!
And they put a camera on his face while he's on the roller coaster, and he was like, holy Moses! And then he goes, and he just like, and then it just his eyes go black, and you think Marty's soul has been lost to Satan, and he just sort of stares blindly, and then he comes back to life. He's an animatronic. He's a create-your-own Irishman.
They build this ridiculous little
leprechaun, Marty Morrissey.
I mean, he's not as much of a leprechaun as Hector or Hippodon is, but like.
Fucking hell.
What's his last name?
But like, Marty Morrissey is a good kind of leprechaun.
Marty Morrissey is ugly.
Hector is the bad kind of leprechaun who steals all
your
gold.
Oh, you're rolling there, Rolls Shane!
He steals your gold.
I just shouted at you.
He steals your gold and he rapes your children.
And he infiltrates the cinemas.
Yeah, Marty Morris is a good kind who, grants you wishes.
But he's ugly and fucking ugly.
I fucking. I mean, he's like the sexiest man in Ireland.
He's
years
so
now.
Very ugly and
boring. What about who?
Women of Ireland and himself. I bought the Orkney Guide with him on the cover over the summer because I wanted to get him to sign it, but I haven't. I still haven't. I mean, he's always in Galway. He did a report from the fairground a month ago, and if I'd known, I would have gone. I would have got a photo, and I would have signed my
own. He tweeted,
Mark Flagg. Yeah.
I remember when the news was interviewing some tennis player after a match, and they asked her who her biggest crush was.
Oh, look, it's the dumb man! It's the fool! It's the town fool!
She said Justin Bieber, and then the news reporter goes, shortly followed by Mark Morrissey.
I'm gonna get a Marty Morrissey exclusive interview.
I'm
sure he could. Yeah, I just tweet him and say, Marty, can you do Skype? Like, he would. Definitely would.
Shane, we're gonna interview Marty Morrissey soon.
I'm gonna buzz off, guys. Go to the shop.
I'd like to wish the pod well. And peace. Peace out.
The pseudo pod.
Fucking
No, give me that. Let me man the control.
Okay.
Oh, never begin a sentence with as.
I always begin
Don't
with
you're
as.
Dwelling on the transience of human life, Lucy.
What are these, huh? Did you not, so what did you think, Michael, what did you think of the Dre's train by the Smiths?
Awesome. Some serious guitar work.
You sent Michael a song and you didn't send it to me.
Yes. I sent it to the chat.
It's actually so good.
I tried to when I was on the bus the other night, I tried to forward it to you. Like a link on Facebook. I was talking to Michael McAndrew and some swimming enthusiast came up and I was like, oh, that's not him.
No,
I didn't realize you were
Terrence Fletcher.
Yeah. You're the Terrence Fletcher? I have to go.
You know Terrence Fletcher is,
Michael?
No, he's a character from Whiplash.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
A film that you should watch.
Yeah, it would be funny if he wasn't a character from
Whiplash. Do you know who else is a character?
Whiplash.
Oh no, where is Dax?
Here I come.
Dax Swain.
Why don't your pee hands all over?
Isn't this guy trying to sound like he has a deep voice?
I don't do that. I don't do that.
You can use my voice.
You don't believe me about that.
You can outside my room. In a minute.
Oh, what's this here?
It's my penis.
Oh, there's a grape.
In my pants.
Dingus! I think I said that 5 times in an episode.
What's Y-E-S? What's P-E-N-I-S?
That's not a word!
Penis.
Yeah.
Who here does biology?
I do.
No, I already told you the funny joke.
It was a good joke.
It was an amazing
joke!
What do you call an amoeba on strike?
Protesta.
Do you get it?
Yeah. I think that's a great joke.
It is actually quite a good joke.
It could someday rival. It could one day rival profiteroles.
Profiteroles.
Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever.
Profita is not a joke. Then it's just
shut up! I'm sorry. No, imagine I'm sorry. Oh, look at that guy. Fucking hate him. I fucking hate that guy so much.
Who?
I'm not gonna say his name.
Why didn't you hate him?
Look at his fucking head.
Wait, are we talking about the guy?
Oh my god, look at this!
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
The guy in between the guy with the fiery head.
What?
The guy beside Luke.
The guy that I... The one guy I don't know the name of.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen that guy before. I might be I have, but I don't know his name.
Well, you know, don't trust the guy who wears red shoes.
As the Shakespearean court goes.
That's
right.
My name is
George.
My favorite movie is The Bridge by the River Kwai.
Mine sounds more like him. Yours is just more.
No, obviously. You do yours.
Yeah. Too loud.
What is this too loud?
What was that?
It's too loud.
Never mind.
He's giving birth over there.
Arg. What's a good sound?
Oh, did you watch the video? Did you watch the video I sent yesterday in the chat?
I started. I'm the,
did you see the guy's impression?
Morning, okay, so
the Pat Kenny one.
No, listen.
Right, my name is Pat Kenny, and this is the Late Late Toy Show. Right, this is Pat Kenny with what is your name? Lucy N. Daly.
See, I was listening to.
Wow, you can't win this woman.
Oh, what was that? Danakin.
See, I was listening.
Anakin Skywalker. Pat Kenny.
Listen to us through that camera.
No, it's not fair.
There was a
Anakin. That must be Daniel. David.
Huh?
David Fai. This is the real name.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Not Daniel.
No.
My name's David. You can call me Dad.
Then,
I don't know. Someone told me. That. You told me that.
What?
Idiot.
What was I gonna say? The I started watching the video, but I was listening to the radio.
But he said you.
The radio didn't dip in volume, so I was just like too much effort, so I just quit. I didn't want to turn off Radio X.
Radio X.
Say.
It was one pitch too low.
Pitch too low? Do you mean octave?
Octave. I don't know music.
I don't either. Am I going?
No, I can't do it again.
No.
You got it. I don't.
Petit filou.
I don't think that's even French. That's fake French. That's an American version of French.
Petit filous.
Yeah, petit filous.
Petit filous.
Phyllis, you got to see Phyllis. I just made that one. Oh, I'm really proud of that amoeba joke. Trademark. Registration. Registration laughing. Ringa, ringa. You like that, Nathan?
You like that, big boy?
Oh my god.
The phone was in my mouth.
That's just unbelievably. Oh. I don't even know how I can make this not disgusting. What do you think of that?
Bring him home. Or that. Bring him to Chris.
I thought I did a good job with that one.
Yeah,
and
all the same. Bring him home.
That's me.
I know.
I thought I did a good job. This is my TV show, White Smoke. Did I tell you about it?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Church has fallen. The Pope is dead. Now it's.
Are you ever. Oh, God.
Now it's.
What do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
Producing that show.
I don't know. Realistically, what do you see yourself doing?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. But would you watch that show?
I think you'd be a really good student council.
But would you watch that show?
Yes.
White Smoke.
I mean, if you made it anyway, even if it was terrible, I'd still watch it if you.
Yeah,
made
but what
it.
If I didn't make it? Would you watch it then?
I don't know.
It's got a like charismatic, like witty older gentleman,
like no
names.
What? Handberry. That's the guy who picks berries.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which does not include strawberries because they are not a berry.
And he goes under the Vatican to the supercomputer and he unearths all of these mysteries from the history of the church going back thousands of years.
That's basically Assassin's Creed. That is Assassin's Creed. The game. That's Assassin's Creed, pretty much. As I recall. Where are my flapjacks?
I'm not sure. There...
You recall last night, ere I drifted off into slumber with a nudie magazine betwixt my legs.
There's a guy called Lucian in Assassin's Creed.
No, there isn't.
There's a film coming out next year, you know, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
I know, I couldn't care less about
it. I hate them! The Jedi are evil. In my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Oh, let's do impressions.
Oh.
Yo, Mr. White. Are you serious, man? Man.
He's just letting off some steam.
Okay, let's go.
I'm gonna
Battery low. Connect to a blog site.
That's okay on that.
I know, I have a similar phone.
Voice recorder. Lucien, what are you? And kids, they get there in the room with me now. Lucien.
Give me a sound.
Everybody, come in the cast now. All right, study has started. Mr. Bennett.
I really want to do Mr. Bennett, but, you know. This, everything reverberates in here.
Yeah.
Maybe start to wave the lockers. I can't do it. Leap.
I don't.
Oh, fuck. If only he was out here. Leap inserts. Away from the lockers. Is that good?
Oh, God, these people.
These people include... I'm gonna...
See, they'll never know who we're talking about. We're talking about that.
Come away, guys.
Oh, no. Here comes idiocy.
Cool.
Hey, guys.
The rains.
He put that in his mouth, so... No. We've already had enough disease on it for one day.
Yeah, so Mr. Pura asked me what happened to my eye. I said I was sparring with Mr. Fai before
school. Oh my god, I didn't even notice.
Oh my god.
Thank you for caring about me, Lucien.
I'm going to turn off the HD.
No, it's very high.
Yeah. Ooh.
Man, I got it. You were halfway.
I'll turn off the
HD. No, take another. Oh no, wait, let's think of something funny in the original.
There's nothing funny.
That's not funny.
Hey, what the fuck are you looking at, man, huh? You want some of my penis in your butt?
Tense.
Oh, that's hard. That's...
Tense.
Oh.
Tense.
So violent.
Yeah. Just for people that didn't know what I did there, I stuck my fingers in his mouth, asked him to tense. Do you know what is a delightful combination?
What?
Raspberry Petit Flou and blue Doritos.
Oh, have you seen the new delightful Rainbow Doritos?
Yes.
Oh, so stupid. I mean, they're raising money for some like anti-homophobia charity. So.
Why do there need to be anti-homophobia charity?
Because they're homophobes.
Like, are they going like, here's money, love gay people?
No, they like go into schools and they give talks.
Oh, my God, they're threatening people with a stick.
What? What? I will hit you with a stick.
That is funny. That is exactly what she's doing. But anyway, the,
You know you're supposed to be in the that was something like Miss Freeman.
Good morning.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Miss Freeman.
Like, they came in and gave us an anti-homophobia
good morning,
talk,
students.
And I'm pretty sure convinced Killian to stop being so homophobic.
They were like,
do you use the word gay as an insult? Killian was like, yeah. What's wrong with that? This was when Ivan Fahy and your one came in and gave us a talk about homophobia. You did, yeah. You were like, I do, and she was like, you guys
went to... I said it because I didn't use it on the
phone. Yeah, but you were like making excuses.
I know I was not making excuses.
And I was like,
I was not making excuses.
I was so like, that guy, fucking homophobe.
Okay, baby.
I'm not homophobic.
I understand you now. But anyway, anti-homophobia charity is real important.
That was so fucking gay what you just did.
No.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Who's who guy?
I don't know, I saw a guy with a hat.
Daniel found a hat, so
it's like when you found a hat.
My guy found a hat.
Drove us to the brink of madness. I'm always on the brink.
So, guys, any plans for the weekend?
What's the name of the guy?
What was his name?
John Joe.
John.
His name is John Joe.
The Fox guy.
Plans for the weekend.
I'm probably gonna go see The Martian alone with Matt Damon. Diamond.
Oh.
You going with Matt Damon?
Yeah, I said I will.
You're honestly,
going with Matt Damon,
yeah? No, I'm not going with Matt Damon.
You said you're going alone with Matt Damon.
No, I said I'm going alone to Matt Damon.
He's going to wank alone to Matt Damon. That's my plan,
Matt,
if anyone's wondering.
Matt Damon's saying some really bad...
He said Damon!
Yeah, you always say Damon.
Diamond.
Matt Damon's been saying some really dodgy stuff. You see, first of all, he said, like, he told a black woman what diversity meant. And then he said that gay actors should go back in the closet. So people are kind of...
What?
Yeah.
What?
He's from Boston. He's allowed to say these things.
No, he's not. He's trying to sell a film. He's not allowed to. But I think it was all counterbalanced by the fact that they discovered water on Mars, which is the greatest marketing gimmick of all time. So,
do they just happen to find water? Or?
They announced it specially as a tie-in, because like the film has so much product placement that in return they basically agreed to announce
it. Do you look forward to that?
I wouldn't say so, man. I mean, I'll go. I'm going to see.
Do you have high expectations?
No, I don't.
I have very high expectations.
Oh, it's personal. Engaging.
Oh! I'm going to see it, but I don't expect much.
Oh, look, he's making them laugh.
He makes everyone laugh. Just like his presence. He's a very
good. You know, he did daughter in 60.
In our school. Yeah, I knew that.
Shemaine?
Wisconsin.
What's her name?
No.
Tell me her name!
I don't know her.
Yeah,
tell me
her name! Tell me her name!
He's from Econ. Why would he send this?
Do it to me. Maybe his ex-wife.
Grab me by the scruff and shake.
This has got so much spit.
I don't know.
Look at all the dry spit on this. Anyway, she's probably gonna cut now, so I'm gonna
pass the parcel.
Wind this thing. Wind this thing.
Petulant.
Wind this thing down.
Touch the parcel.
Thanks to. I ordered the JL show cards in the post this week. They're on their way. I've ordered cards.
Cards with
cards.
All of us on them. They're not playing cards. No. We can pretend they're playing cards.
It's my name on them.
Your face is on them.
Spicy.
Everyone's face is on them. They're going to come and it'll be fun. So you can win those. We'll post them out to you signed by whoever you wish.
Can we get posters? Fast talking.
I have posters at home, but like
of us.
Yeah, I mean, I have a poster at home with all of you.
Pretty fucking weird, man.
That's pretty weird.
But like, I mean, what are the kind of posters?
I bet you put me over your bed.
Like, you can they're in my office.
How like
my bed,
how like guys?
I like temporarily have an office.
You have an office.
I'm using a parent's office while the parent is away for a
month. Definitely
a
room with books in it.
It's a library room. But I moved into it and put all the posters on. I put up Bernie Sanders, Jeff Daniels, all you guys.
How many? I wish I had like a promo with like
this. I have a poster of this up.
I love
Where am I there?
I love sitcom. You're there.
That's you can barely.
You're really big though.
It's my nose.
You're
and
very
eyes.
Big. Though.
Yeah, but just my nose.
That's just the way it worked out. I wanted your whole face, but it didn't turn out that way. I've added some new people too since that aren't in this. But no, I love making fake sitcom stuff. I always.
Can I feel us trying each other and us just laughing and like.
Yeah. But you need to give me a name for the show though, and then I'll come up with a funny tagline. Like that's my method.
I think of something funny.
It doesn't have to have anything to do with JL podcasts, but like something funny. Where's the ones I made before? I did a few.
Oh, hey.
Oh god, that is disturbing.
Your phone is
a Oh, get this picture.
Like, see, this is what I've done before. See,
new friends.
See, they made me do this before. Look,
new friends.
I stand like this on your. No! You stay there. I was. Oh, Jesus.
What do you want me to do?
Take a picture of it.
I don't want to take a picture. We're being watched right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
It's not gonna work from this angle. No, it didn't really work.
You're too. You need to go further. Go further back.
Nothing to see here. I drive.
You guys touching dicks?
That's a bit better. But
I'm not showing it to you.
Show me that. Right.
I'll send it to you later.
Show me what the
fuck. Because then you'll want to redo it because it's bad.
You barely see your dicks, dude.
I'm not doing it again.
The first one said kind
of. This is goodbye from me, guys. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe, and peace.
Who's me, guys?
I don't know.
He said me, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what he sounds like.
Give out the contact information to the listeners.
Contact information.
How can they get in touch with the show?
JLShow, www.jlshow.org.com.
The JLShow.com.
More pod for your book next week. See you then. Bye.
Why is that the line?
Side of me, love remains a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become loud and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I'd like a baby to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get, I feel stranger with me. Your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. There is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. My pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Get a beautiful stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen? On the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Yes, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the